piece from the word Gedalia. We've learned several pieces from Rav Gedalia Shor. Rav Gedalia Shor was the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, where Rav Wolfson was the Mashkiach. Okay, so it's good to learn the two of them together. Okay, it's part of a longer piece, but we'll take it from Oz Gimel in this week's Parsha Chayei Sarah. What does it mean to be an Eved? There's so much to think about when we study the life of Eliezer Eved Avram. So what does it mean to be an Eved? And I want to show you that being an Eved is not something that's meant to take away your freedom. It's actually to help to give you purpose and give you... Okay, so let's see very quickly. B'medrash, on the left-hand side. Everyone simple? K'siv Eved maschil yimshol b'ben mavish u'besoch achim yechalek nachala. Eved maschil... The pasuk. So says the Medrash, Eved maskil. Who is a wise Eved? An Eved who's a maskil, a smart Eved. Ze Eliezer. Eliezer is the smart Eliezer. Eved Avram. Wow, what a smart guy. Why was he so smart? Where did he go to college? What was his wisdom? Amar. He said, Kfar kalalto shel oso ish biyado. Shema yavo kushi echad, ubarbar echad, viyashtabed bi, mutav li lishtabed, bebayis hazeh, velo bebeis acher. Eliezer Eved Avram made the following calculation. Eliezer said, I am already cursed as a descendant of Canaan, as a descendant of Ham, when Noach cursed, right? When Noach was violated and Noach cursed. So Eliezer said, I'm a descendant of the cursed one. I'm doomed to be cursed. I'm doomed to be an Eved. Well, if I have to be an Eved, I have to decide what type of Eved I want to be. If we're all going to be slaves to something, I might as well be a better type of slave. What does it mean, a better type of slave? So Eliezer said the following. Maybe a Cushi or a Barbar, maybe some barbaric person. Barbar is similar to the word barbaric. Right? Maybe a Cushi, an uncouth person, an unrefined person will come and enslave me, and who knows what he'll do to me as his slave. If I have to work for someone, I might as well work for a good person. Mutavli, what does he say? Mutav, it's better for me lishtavid b'vayis hazeh. Better to be what? A servant in the home of Avraham than to be a servant by, who knows, you know, some type of individual who will treat me in a cruel way. If I have to work hard, I might as well work for Avraham. Yimshul b'ben mavish de Yitzchak. Shabiyesh es kol umas ha'olam b'sha shenekad. Right? Better to work for the one who shamed the world. Who shamed the world? Yitzchak. Yitzchak put the world to shame. When Yitzchak showed his willingness to sacrifice himself for Hashem, Yitzchak put the whole world to shame. No one has belief in God like Yitzchak. So Eliezer says, I want to work for the one who put the world to shame. I want to be a part of that household, the world of Avram and Yitzchak. Okay? Ad kan the Medrash. So Eliezer recognizes, right, if I'm going to surrender myself to someone, I want to surrender myself to someone who what? Who also surrendered himself to a higher authority. I want to be an Eved for someone who sees himself as an Eved Hashem. Who surrendered in history more than Yitzchak? Who gave up his life? Who was willing? B'shosh and Necha, when Yitzchak, as maybe a 37-year-old man, according to Chazal, finds himself on the top of his Beach, he wasn't told he has to do it. Avram was told he has to do it. Yitzchak could have said, no thanks. You're commanded, I'm not commanded. I'm not part of this.
Why is it so much different than when Avram jumped into the furnace?
It's not. It's part of that same family. And again, we call him Eliezer, right? We usually refer to him as Eliezer Eved Avram. Even though the Medrash here is saying he sees himself as, you know, being part of Yitzchak's world, and he went to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak, and he would be part of Yitzchak's world. But in Achanam, he's Eliezer Eved Avraham v'Yitzchak. Okay? He's a maskil. Who else is called a maskil in Tanakh? Who else is called a maskil? Eved maskil. Right? This is a pasuk that we're darshaning that. Eved Maskil is a reference to Eliezer. Who else is called a Maskil? David HaMelech is called a Maskil, right? Maskil of David. Okay, David is also in the Navi, is called a Maskil. Not only in Tehillim, but in the Navi, he's called a Maskil. What does Maskil stand for? Maskil is actually Rashi Tevos of a phrase that we find in Pirkei Avos. And it's codified. It's codified in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reish Lamed Aleph. Kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shemayim. Look at it. Rashi Tevos, maskil. Kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shemayim. You see it? It's a nice remez. Maskil is Rashi Tevos, Kol Maasechayu L'Shem Shemayim. Eliezer Eved Avram said, I have to be an Eved, so I might as well be a smart Eved. Yitzhak Avinu says, every human being has to be an Eved, so I might as well surrender. If I have to surrender my life to someone, I might as well surrender myself to my father, my holy father Avram. I might as well surrender myself to God at the Akedah. Chazal Mefarshim Haschalasso Shel Eliezer. Chazal explained the brilliance of Eliezer. What was so brilliant about Eliezer? V'ikir Haschalasso Hu Bezeh, Shehikir Es Mekomo. He knew his place in the world. If I have to be an Eved, I should be the best Eved I can be. He didn't try to run away from it. As the Chazal say, who is smart? The one who knows his place. An Eved sometimes finds a way, tries to escape. But Eliezer understood, no, this is who I am. This is my mahus. I can't escape it. So I can embrace it. I can lean into it instead of trying to run away from it and being frustrated by the fact that I'll never truly be able to escape it, because that's the essence of who I am. What a limud for us. There's certain things in life, that's who I am, I have to accept it, and I have to try to live it in a spiritual way instead of running away from it. An Eved desires hefkeiros. What's the greatest temptation of an Eved? Freedom. And not just freedom, hefkeiros. Right? Careless, irresponsible freedom, to do whatever I want. Because that's the antithesis of being an Eved. An Eved's every action is dictated to him what he needs to do. The Eved desires to live a life of hefkeiros. Eliezer says, that's not it. I have to become a good Eved. Instead of being a cursed Eved, maybe I can become a blessed Eved. And that's what he set out to do, and that's what he did. Vaskalas Eliezer haya bezeh, Shehaven Shetafkido Hu Elias Eved. Eliezer's brilliance was he accepted that I'm meant to be an Eved. Umizeh hadarga ef shalo lipater, and I cannot escape that. That is my fate in this world. Umashamuto alav hu lishtamish ba'avdes shalo, shalzeh hu muchrach, va'ad rabba, turn the page, ha'avdes hu hatikun shalo. Not only is the avdus not something you can escape, but when you embrace the challenge that you're faced with, that not only becomes painful, it becomes what? It becomes redemptive. It becomes your tikkun. That's how you become great. If Eliezer would have tried to run, then Eliezer would have ended up being an Eved for some kushi or some barbar, says the Medrash. But because Eliezer accepted his reality, and he embraced it, and he set out to find the best master in the world to work from, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that he ended up in the home of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak. That which Kana'an was cursed by Noach to be an Eved, it wasn't just a curse. What does it mean? You're cursed in the sense that what? If you try to be something else, you're going to be cursed. But if you accept the Avdus, right? Think about it. What happened to Noach? We can't even talk about it, Barabim. Noach was violated in a very perverse way. Hefkeiros. That was complete hefkeiros. Right? It's sick. It's unnatural what was happening. It was hefker. So what does Noach say by cursing Canaan? He wasn't just angry. He just put a curse on him. He said, you need avdus. That's your tikkun. Right? You're out of control. And you need to learn some work ethic. You need to be an Eved. That's going to fix you. Noach was saying, according to this Vasemis, right? It's not a punishment, it's a fixing, it's a tikkun. Shal yidei ha'avdus yelo ha'tikkun. V'zeh ha'yaschalas Eliezer. And that was the brilliance of Eliezer. Shehaven shu Eved. He knew he was an Eved. Uvedargas Eved hadavar achi tov shebiyacholto la'asos hulios Eved Avraham. If I have to be an Eved, I might as well be an Eved for Avraham. And that's what he did. He overcame the despondency, right, that could have affected him. Sfarim HaKadoshim say, what's the gematria of Eliezer? First of all, his name is a beautiful name, right? K'Eliezer. Hashem, help me. Help yourself, Eliezer. Become an Eved Hashem instead of an Eved of just enslavement. What's the gematria of Eliezer? How much? 318, right. So Tommy says, what do you mean? I know this one. How do I know this gematria? It's a Rashi. When Avram goes out to war, he takes who? His 318 men with him. 318, says Rashi, it wasn't 318. He just took Eliezer, who's Gematria 318. It's a strange Rashi. It's an interesting Rashi. Right, we pointed out the other day that Avraham Avinu is Gematria 370. So first of all, you see a relationship, right? Avraham Avinu with the Kolel is 318. So you see already a relationship between the Eved and the Master. You see the alignment of souls. But more than that, the Sfarim explain, what else is 317? What does it mean if... Let me just teach you a rule in Gematria, okay? It's an ancient rule in Gematria. The ancient rule in Gematria is that something that is one more than something else means that it has the upper hand over it, the secondary thing. Okay, the classic example from, let's say, 500 years ago is a famous idea that the Maharal developed with regard to Hanukkah. The Maharal wonders, how could the Avanim exploit the Beis HaMikdash the way that they did? So Maharal says an interesting thing, which you could say is cute, or you could understand it as being exceedingly deep. So I'll let you guess which one I think it is. Yeah? A cynical person says, oh, that's a cute idea. No, it's a very deep idea, and the more you understand it, the more you realize it's not cute at all. There's nothing cute about it. It's very deep. Pnimiya Sator. Maral writes in his Sefer Ner Mitzvah on Chanukah, it's almost Kislev, we've got to get moving. So Maral says, how did the Yavan enter into the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Gematria of Yavan, Yud Vav Nun, is 66. And the Gematria of Heichal, Shenichlesu Yavanim LaHeichal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Heichal is 65. So 66 beats 65. It overpowers 65. Okay, how that idea works, I can't get into fully right now, but it's not my idea, it's the Maharal's idea. 66 beats 65. So Eliezer's Gematria 318. Eliezer's Gematria 318. So 19 years ago, Rav Avram Shor said, I'll tell you what that means. Tafshin Samach, Rav Avram Shor said that Eliezer is one more than the word Yayush. That's right, Nani. Yayush. Very good. Yayush is 317. A person who's doomed, a person who's cursed by Noach, the Tzadik Hador, the person who's doomed to be an Eved, could have thrown up his hands and said, you know what? I'm just going to try to escape as much as I can and just dull my senses and just run and I'll get caught and I'll work for some bad slave owner for a period of time, and then I'll escape, and I'll, you know, go enjoy the pleasures of this world until I get caught again and become a slave to someone else. Or I could embrace the avdus and understand it, that my avdus is my tikkun. That's when I know my when I know what I'm meant to be, I can accomplish something. So that's exactly what he does. He says, "I'll become Eved Avram. Avalios Eved b'chol melo muvan hamila to accept what it means to be an Eved." In the fullness of the understanding of that word, lachnias atzma lagamri la'Avraham Avinu, I'll surrender myself to Avraham Avinu. And that's what Eliezer was, and he was a gevaldik Talmud. He's dole umashka. He learns his Rebbe's Torah so well. Eliezer's a tzaddik. Eliezer's a choshev person. He could have been a cursed person, but he transformed his life by accepting who he was and understanding himself in a deep way. Says Rav Gedalia Shor, what an amazing limud for us in the next paragraph. Page 72. V'davar zeh noeg b'chol adam shetzarech lahakir makomo. And this is true about every one of us. We're also meant to be avadim. Right? We're supposed to be what? An Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, who we would say arguably is the greatest Jew, is called an Eved. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko ki Eved nem an karasala. We also, halavai, we should be avadim. Ana avda dekutcha brichu, we say in Brich Shemei. That's a gevaldik madrega. And Eliezer totally beat the system by saying, well, I'm a cursed Eved, but you know what? I'm going to attach myself. I'm going to be an Eved for a holy person. Let's see. Maybe I'll go from being a cursed Eved to a blessed Eved Hashem. Or an Eved for the one who discovered God in the world, Avraham Avinu. And that's what he did. But it came from a hakara, a recognition of what he needed to do with his life. To recognize the strengths and the challenges that were given to him. Not to search for things that weren't relevant to him. The Rebbe of Simcha Bunu of Farshischa explained the Medrash Tanchuma. Avraham Zakin Baba Yamim. Avraham was what? He was old. Baba Yamim. He came with all of his days. So the Medrash connects it to what pasuk? Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Nafshi Daika. Specifically, Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem. What does that mean, Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem? Sha'aved es Hashem Yisbarach bekochos ha-nefesh ha-shaychim lo. Baruch nafshi, my nefesh. Baruch nafshi es Hashem. V'lo b'nefesh acheres. How many people ruin themselves by trying to be something that they're not? V'zeh perish zaken. Avram was a zaken. What does it mean, zaken? How do Chazal interpret zaken in Gemara and Kedushin? The Rashi and Parshas Kedoshim. Zaken is what? Zeh shekana chachma. Right? Perish zaken, shamru zeh kana chachma. Zaken. Avram was a zaken. Avram was smart. You know why? Baba Yamim. Says the Medrash, Barchi nafshi es Hashem. Avram knew who he was. When a person knows himself well, he can become gevaldik in this world. Sheish lo kinyin ha'atzmi ba'achachma. He owned in a personal way his own inner wisdom. V'lo kochos, right? Sh'ulim. It wasn't borrowed. It wasn't borrowed strength. He wasn't a faker. He wasn't copying. Like the Noam Elimelech writes in a famous passage. People who mimic the motions, the body language of tzaddikim. It's not who you are. It's not who you are. Be who you are. Don't dress in a way that's not who you are, and don't talk in a way that's not who you are. You literally just got back from Shana Aleph. You don't speak with a Hasidic accent. Like, no, you went to Frisch. Like, you don't speak with a Hasidic accent. I'm sorry. That's like, that's not who you are. And it becomes confusing for yourself. Forget the fact that, like, everyone else is like, what? Like, is it? That's the same guy? That's not how it works. Now, yes, chitzonius matters, and sometimes my chitzonius and a certain way of speaking, you know, talking yeshivish might make you feel from, but it could also make you very confused. And it's a gradual process. If you actually become a person who, you know, immerses himself in the yeshivish welt, and over the next 20 years, that's how you turn out, okay, so then you're a yeshivish guy, bad.
But
and
also alienates people.
Yeah, of course it alienates people. Because it's too much too soon. It's not who you are, exactly. But when a person is not using borrowed kochos, when a person is kona himself, I've told you many times, but I'll say it again. The world stands on three things. Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasadim. Right? Avoda is ben adam lamakom. Gemilas chasadim is ben adam lachavero. What is Torah? Ben adam la'atzmo. Maral says in his Perash on Pirkei Avos, the deepest Torah in the world is to know yourself well. That is the ultimate Torah. That's the ultimate Torah that a person needs to learn in this world. If I know who I am, if I know my strengths, if I know my weaknesses, I can be great. And if I'm living an imaginary life, then I'm going to fail. Eliezer had plenty of challenges. He was born into a life of curse and a life of servitude. And Eliezer said, "Afal pichein, I'm going to go out and do something great." V'ulai haremez kona chachma, shechachram nikra misha makir as makomo. To be kona chachma. To be kona it. Eliezer knew he was an Eved, and he owned it. Okay? So, Chavis, what curse do we have? We're poking fun at Eliezer. Oh, he's born into a life of curse. We're praising Eliezer for overcoming that, for rising and seeing and understanding what his challenge was and overcoming it. So what curse are we all born with? We're also cursed. We're part of the curse of Adam Rishon. We're also cursed. Humanity was cursed. Says the Or Gedaliah in the bottom right-hand corner. Cheshbon hazeh shel Eliezer nogeyahu eitzel kol adam. This calculation, this way of thinking, this forward way of thinking of Eliezer is true about each and every one of us. Ubeprat eitzel b'nei yeshiva b'yoser. Let's learn it as people who right now, okay, you could read this piece as a pitch for learning in Kolel and saying yeshiva for many years, but I'm gonna pitch it to you as people who right now are in yeshiva. You're also in college, but you're also in yeshiva. Let's not forget that. You're in yeshiva now. These may be the only years of your life that you're also, you could say, wholeheartedly, that I'm learning in yeshiva. Even if I have many other obligations as well. You're learning in yeshiva now. You go to yeshiva. It's also university, but it's yeshiva. So what is this message for B'nai Yeshiva? What is the curse? What is the servitude? And how do you think like an Eliezer in your life? Kia Adam, Tzarech Ledas, Ki Kvar, Kilaso, Shel Oso, Ish B'Yado. The curse of Adam Rishon is in your hands. Kimasha Adam Niskalal Beischet Eitzadas Shitzarachula Amal Nogeya Lecholecha. That which Adam was cursed, Bezeas Apecha Tochalechem. By the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat bread. You're going to have to work the earth. That curse is Nogeya to every person. It's Shayach to every person. Va'adam La'amal Yulad. As the Pasuk says in Eov, man was meant to what? To Shvitz, to work. Amelus. Ve'ein lo Eitzah B'shum Ofen Sheba'olam Li'Pater Me'amal Hazeh. And there is no one who is exempt from working hard in this world. Everyone is forced to work hard. That's the curse of mankind. But there's different ways to work hard. There's different things you could channel your energy towards. MK in top of the left column, where it's underlined. Yesh lo lasos cheshbon shemutav lishtabid b'bayis hazev v'lo b'beis kushi o barbari echad. So make the same calculation that Eliezer Eved Avraham said. I could be a slave to the world. I could be a slave to my boss. I could be a slave to public opinion. I could be a slave to social norms. Or I could choose a different house to work for. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yamechaya. I could choose to be a person whose bias, the house where I work hard, is the house of Hashem. And that's what it says in Pirkei Avos. A person who accepts upon himself, he's makabel upon himself, ol malchus, like we learned before, kabal zol malchus shemayim, he exempts himself from ol derech eretz. It doesn't mean you don't have to ever go to work. It doesn't mean that you don't have to make a livelihood. Right? So what does it mean that he frees himself from the ol of derech eretz? The guy might have a very demanding job. Yeah, but if his life is Torah, he doesn't feel the ol of the derech eretz. He's able to go to work and it's, okay, it has a place. It's necessary. I need to feed my family, I need to pay my bills, I need to pay my tuition for my children to get a Jewish education. I need to be able to buy clothing, not just for the week, but also nice Shabbos clothing. I have a lot of expenses. Right? But if I accept upon myself the old, if my work, if the thing that I'm really working on in life is not amassing money or prestige or climbing the ranks in my business, not that there's anything wrong with that. But if that's not something that weighs me down, if I immerse myself in what? In becoming an Eved Hashem. So that frees a person's self from the burdensome nature of ol derech eretz, of the weightiness of this world. Shemutav lo shia amalo b'torah v'lo shiyamo ba'amal malacha. Right? To try to what? To try to make myself a person whose ikar is Torah. Ikar, I'm not talking in terms of number of hours you learn. But there are people in this world who spend more time at work and less time in the Beis Medrash, but it's clear to them that their life is defined by Torah, and you see a certain ni'imus hachayim, a certain pleasantness in their life, because yeah, work is demanding. But I'm not a slave to my work. I work hard when I work. I take my job seriously. I'm not enslaved to it. Right? I'm not surrendering myself to it. I surrender to God. I surrender to Torah and mitzvos. And when a person surrenders to Torah and mitzvos, that's a really good feeling. That's not a feeling of I've given up myself. That's how you find yourself. By giving yourself over to Hashem, that's how a Jew discovers himself. Okay, turn the page. Go to the next page. Page Lamed Zion on the top left corner. Amru Chazal. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Everyone see where we are? Page Lamed Zion. Yeah, it's page 2, side 1. Amru Chazal, Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Listen to it again. We're speaking to a Rosh Yeshiva here from Torah Vadas, so obviously his perspective is one of a Rosh Yeshiva. So let's see what he says, encouraging us to learn Torah. Yafet Talmud Torim Derech Eretz Sheyigia Shnei Mishkachas Avon. Good is Torah study with Derech Eretz. It's important to what? To learn Torah and also to have Derech Eretz. The Pashup Shah means to work. Derech Eretz, to be engaged in mundane pursuits, have a job. Sheyigia Shnei, because the effort of the two of them combined, when I put a lot of time and energy and effort into my Torah learning, and I also take my job seriously, by the end of the day, I am so thoroughly exhausted from great efforts in Torah and great efforts in my parnasa, that mishkachas avon, that there's no time to sin, right? It causes my sins to be put aside, to be forgotten. I don't have time to sin. That's what the Kotzker Rebbe said. I want to have chassidim, right? Not who aren't tempted to averus, but are just so busy with good things that they simply don't have time to even... Our Yetzirah comes, I don't have time to talk here now, I'm too busy. Halavai, I should be too busy to even have a conversation with our Yetzirah. So that's what the Mishnah says here. Be busy, be so busy with what? If you just learn Torah all day, it's hard to learn Torah all day. And if you're going to just go to work all day, you're going to get caught up in that world. So the combination to work hard in both of them will create a balanced life and you'll never have time to sin. So what happens if you are in yeshiva? What happens if you are in yeshiva and you're not in the workforce? I guess you have to work twice as hard in yeshiva to be, right? Because again, usually it's the combination, says the Mishnah, of hard work, both in the Beis Medrash and in the world, that tires you out. But if you just learn, you have to make sure that you work twice as hard in your learning to make up for the time that you're not, so to speak, working. Uben yeshiva achash ose kol yom b'torah, tzarach ula hashlim b'yigiyasa b'torah ki yigiyashneem. I guess you have to work twice as hard in Torah to make sure that what? That you're able to be so thoroughly exhausted that your Yitzhar has nothing to say. Yeah, Yehuda.
It's interesting how he's not saying we should try to bring the Derech Eretz part into the Sugya with Bogus Hashanah. Like, it's interesting how he's saying there's two different things, and that's
right.
Right. I can hear someone saying, what do you mean you're going to work? No, that's part of
right.
Trying to be an Avodah.
Of course. So. Of course. If we're Hasidic Jews, Hasidically inclined Jews, there's no question that that's the proper way to look at it. That my work is Avodas Hashem. It's not that my work is can also be meaningful and has a place. No, my work is Avodas Hashem. To do that, to understand what that means and to do it in the right way and in a mature way takes a lot of time to understand it and even a lot more time to actually do it and to know how to respond to those who are critical of it. I was actually just reading a piece early this morning on this topic. But whenever I have students who, you know, are going out to the working world and they come to me for advice, there's a few pieces of Torah I always show them about this. It's not at all a contradiction to being an Eved Hashem. And the Derech Eretz in some ways is even can even enhance your Avodas Hashem more than your learning of Torah. Okay, so that's the line I said in today's recording. That's going to get me an email that says, how could you say going to work is more important than learning Torah? So that's not what I said. And I said I need a few hours to explain what I'm trying to even say. Okay, so you're all my witnesses that learning Torah is more important than being a lawyer. However, Chassidus and Pnimius Torah tells us that it is possible to be completely davuk to Hashem, and it's not just I work so that I can get back to the base medrash and learn, because learning is the only thing that matters. That's not true. That's not the approach of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and it's not the reality of most people's lives. Most people do go to work. And to feel that work is just a bidi eved is a very depressing way to look at life. And there is a mature and deep religious way to make every second of my work dveikus Hashem, avodas Hashem, and even learning Torah in a certain sense. It's a different type of sugya. It's not Bava Kama, although it applies many of the principles of Bava Kama. But again, you have to really, that's takes time to explain that. Okay? Yeah, Donnie.
Is there a cutoff point where everybody thinks that you're putting too much effort into?
So it's a question of honesty. People take offense to that, and people think it's not true because people assume that people are going to exploit that system. No, we're talking about honest Jews. We're talking about an honest Jew who, of course, learns as much Torah as he can. But he also has 9 kids and has a lot of bills to pay. And that money's not falling out of the sky. Right? He believes that his parnasa comes from Hashem, but he also believes that part of the curse of Adam Rishon is he has to get a job, and there's nothing wrong with that. Right? So if he's honest about that, every person has to calculate kind of where that line is. Right? And to be honest, and not to just work unnecessarily. The reason that Talmud Torah can I get kulam, I think, and again I'm oversimplifying, but the reason that Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah of all is because it's the easiest mitzvah in a certain sense to be davuk to Hashem. It's easier to have a religious, godly experience when you're learning Torah, right, than when you're, you know, when you're in your office, whatever, working on a client or a deal or a project or whatever. It's easier in the base medrash to think about Hashem. Not that it's a given at all. How many times do we go into the base medrash and learn and it has nothing to do with Hashem? Right? But at least I'm learning Torah, and by definition, in a certain sense, I'm davuk b'Hashem, and I'm in a definition, I'm doing something that's a mitzvah. Work can be an avera, and it's easier to make mistakes at work. But work can also be a gevaldik mitzvah of creating a dira b'tachtona. So where that line is, each person has to calculate. But if we really believe what the Medrash says in Parshas Naso, that the tachlis of everything is to create a dira b'tachtonim, if we believe that Medrash, which is the mission statement of all of Chabad Chassidus, then in a certain sense, the dira b'tachtonim is greater built when I am mekadei Shem Shemayim in my office, I'm saying a bigger chiddush than I'm mekadei Shem Shemayim in the base Medrash. Spreading the word of Hashem further into the further reaches of the earth, when I bring God outside as opposed to keeping him inside. In Achrami, it's dangerous. The Imre Amos, part of the reason the Imre Amos, you know, spoke against the dangers of the work world, he said it's the halacha of a person What's the halacha? If a child has a bris and dies, and then the brother is born and has a bris and dies, and now a third brother is born, I don't give him a bris milah. You know why? Because it's a kana. It's a pattern. It's assumed that there's something wrong with this family, and it's dangerous. Right? So the Imam said the same thing about going to work. Too many Jews have died, so you can't do it. It's a sakana. Right? But most of us feel that we don't have a choice. Right? We're not necessarily raised in a system where learning a kolal is the norm. Again, if that works for you and that's something you can do, well, financially, emotionally, spiritually, that's the right choice for you, then go for it. But most of you, I imagine, are going to be in some form of professional career. Okay, so you need to know how to do that in a holy way. Yeah, but he's talking to Bnei Yeshiva specifically. But either way, whether you're a full-time learner or not, the idea of realizing that I'm also cursed. I have the curse of Adam Rishon, and I have the curse of being an Eved Hashem, which is not, of course, a curse. Right? So the goal is to what? To accept upon oneself the work of Hashem, and not, God forbid, to enslave myself to some foreign dictator. Okay, let's just do one final paragraph. Go to the left-hand corner. The Sfas Emes in Parsha Shlach. This is very inspiring to end with. Bevar ba'arichas ki ha'odem bevoh lezeh ha'olam hu shliach me'akadosh baruch hu lasos shlichuso. When a person comes to this world, you have to remind yourself, I don't just work for God, I'm a shliach of Hashem. And chevra, if we know anything about shlichus, which is a big sugya in halacha, many besechtos talk about the principles, a lot of lumdus in the guiding principles of shlichus. But if we know one basic rule about shlichus, what is it? Shlucho, no, finish my sentence. Shlucho shel Adam, kamoso. Right, a shliach is an extension of the one who sent him. So if you say, Hare at mikudeshes laploni, right? If Jordan gives me a ring and says, go be makadish the woman on behalf, I can do it on his behalf. Why? Shlucho shel Adam, kamoso. That my yad is an extension of his yad. I become an extension of him. So says the Sfas Emes, and many other tzaddikim have this and developed this idea as well, that if we are shlichim of Hashem, you know what that means? Such an unbelievable idea. If you're a shliach of Hashem, that means what? Shluch Hashem kamoso. That means somehow you embody a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have Hashem's strength. If you're an honest shliach, then you have the strength of the one who sent you. Hashem sent you to this world, lasok b'toru mitzvos. U'matzos b'zeh olam, and the things of this world. Just like any other shliach has the strength, has the potential, has the ability, has the direction and the guidance of the one who sent him. What an amazing idea. You think, I don't know, I can't carry out the job. What do you mean? If you believe that you're a shliach of Hashem, then Hashem is with you. You have exactly all the encouragement that you need from above. But the only way you get that is if what? If you're true to the shlichus, if you surrender to the mishalayach, if you see yourself as an extension of God, then shlucho shel adam kamoso, then you become an extension of Hashem. And that empowers you to do amazing things. If you try to do your own thing, then you're abandoning all of that connection. I have to know who I work for if I want to have his resources. Yeah? It's like the person who takes the company credit card and goes out for a private lunch and charges it on the company account. He can get himself in big trouble. But if he's working for the company, when YU sends me to Israel, I'm going in a week and a half from now, Nitrot, see you guys around. When I go to Eretz Yisrael on behalf of Yeshiva University, I have an allowance. I can spend money on the company account. Right? Why? Why? Then why you should say to me, you know what I mean? You drink anyways. Why should we pay for your beverage? And the answer is because I'm focused on my shlichus, an extension of you the whole time I'm there. So when we work for Hashem, then we can use his credit card. We can use his resources. Perish lasas nachas ruach liotzer. When I do it to give kavod to him, to give him nachas ruach, then I'm allowed to charge things on him. Vaz yesh siwa milamala. So the more a Jew understands that he is a shliach of Hashem, that he's an Eved Hashem, right? And that, of course, is the shvua that we all took before we came to this world. I turn to just the last page, the final paragraph. I'll read where it's underlined. Ikr mashamuta ala adam, left-hand side, the top left-hand paragraph. Ikr mashamuta ala adam hu, she has shares be'emuna. Be a loyal, be an emistic servant. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalko ki even ne'eman. Karaslo, be honest in your shlichus. Get to know who you are. Eliezer Eved Avram had a lot of uphill battles, but he became Eliezer, one more than Yeush. Eliezer is Gemashia 318, one more than Yeush. He overcame all the negativity that could have been his life. He could have surrendered to a life of hefgeris, which is what an Eved wants, says the Gemara. But if we surrender ourselves to Hashem, shivat l'satzma l'gamri l'mishaleach, shekol adam u'shliach olam hazeh l'malus hatafkin miyuchad, le'etzehu l'yos sharis be'amunah, to serve faithfully, to be an Eved Hashem. What's the gematria of Eved Hashem? Last remnants for the day. What's the gematria of Eved Hashem? Eved Yud Kei Vav Kei. How much is that? Eved Hashem. Hundred and two is gematria amuna. Because to be an Eved Hashem, that's exactly what he's saying here. To be a person who's what? Who serves be amuna. Amuna is gematria Eved Hashem. Right? Because having amuna is the first step to, obviously, it's the first mitzvah. It's the first step to amuna means surrender to a higher being, which is what an Eved does. He surrenders to a higher authority. V'lios besimcha, to be happy over that. Shezach l'ishtavid v'bayis hazev alochas v'shalom, to be enslaved somewhere else. And that was the wisdom. That's the maschil. Maschil Rashi Tevas. I told you what? Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Do everything for Hashem. It's never self-serving. But I'm avat to myself. Ona avda dekutcha brichu. And that's a tremendous simcha for a Jew in this world. All right? So we should learn. We should learn from the cursed Eliezer, who became Baruch. Baruch Hashem. When Eliezer comes on behalf of Yitzhak, when he comes as a shliach of Avram to the house of what? To the house of Besuah. What does it say? Ba Baruch Hashem. He's called Baruch. He went from cursed to blessed because he accepted his lot in this world. So Mirtz Hashem, we should understand our place in the world. We should live a life of blessed service of Hashem. All right. Shkoyach Hashem. Beautiful Torah today.